Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Friday, the 22nd of December 2023. Today's topic is purity of heart. Our text today is taken from Matthew chapter 5 verses 1 through 10. Verse 1. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth, and taught them, saying, Verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Verse 10. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Our memory verse today is taken from Matthew chapter 5 verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. When Socrates, the ancient Greek philosopher, cried out, I pray thee, O God, that I may be beautiful within, he was asking for the purity of heart. A life characterized by purity of heart is a holy one, and holiness is central to Christianity, because it is the nature of God, and He demands it of His children. After the initial work of grace, called salvation, God wants His children to consecrate themselves to Him, and press forward to be sanctified. As a Christian, you must consecrate and pray for heart purity. God talks about giving His children a new heart. See Ezekiel chapter 36 verse 26. This is the pure heart. It is indeed a prerequisite for seeing God and entering into heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verse 8 and Psalm chapter 24 verses 3 and 4. You can have a pure heart which will enable you to live without sin. Yield yourself unto God now, and pray with passion unto Him, and He will cleanse and purify your heart. After that experience, you will separate from all impurities, for God says, keep thyself pure. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22. Quote for the day. Press forward to be sanctified. The challenge for today is purity is a must for heaven-bound Christians. Prayer. O God, please make me pure in heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.